From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Will Jamaica's Prime Minister review his decision against international observers for the next general election? One academic thinks he should. Montserratian civil servants protest existing harsh conditions. And Suriname's Desi Bouterse is seeking to distance himself from allegations of drug-related crimes. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. UWE reader in government and politics, Dr. Trevor Monroe, says he thinks Jamaican Prime Minister PJ Patterson should review a decision on international observers at the next general election. Dr. Monroe says he is sympathetic to the Prime Minister's concern that having observers monitor the poll could give the impression that Jamaica's among countries having serious democratic problems, but is also pointing to nations with healthy democratic systems opting to have internationally monitored elections as well. Uniting behind a call for this are the Jamaica Labour Party and the National Democratic Movement. I asked Dr. Monroe whether having international observers wouldn't enhance the process towards a free and fair general election.
Certainly, insofar as having elections seem to be free and fair, we must first make sure that they are, so that the first responsibility lies with Jamaica and Jamaicans through their electoral reform.
It's accepted that reforms have been made, but can the government afford to pat itself